Well, Doug, we've reached the end of April, and it is sound advice. We're getting ready as we go into the month of May, Better Hearing Month.
Yeah, I love May for a lot of reasons. My oldest child, Cooper, was born May 25th, so that's awesome. Always exciting for that. I became a father then, and May is Beef Month.
Yes, that's true.
And I love steak and hamburgers.
There you go.
And all things related to cattle. It is Better Hearing Month as well. Yeah. It's actually Better Speech and Hearing Month.
Okay.
As an audiologist, not a speech pathologist, I tend to focus on the hearing side
of course.
So every cause, every health issue or anything else has a month related, you know, that they promote their profession or whatever. And I just like folks to think about the importance of hearing, the importance of being proactive about communication issues, getting a baseline established. And, you know, it's a great time to see your local audiologist.
Yes, and of course, we've talked about it before. You've talked about it previously with John Ryan. Test your ears at 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, that is a promotion that we've done over the years during Better Hearing Month. Not this year, but it's a great catchphrase. You know, I stole that from some audiology group over in Europe. I hope they're not listening. But you know, it's a perfect thing to remind you that you need to get that baseline. You know, I had a patient recently, actually came in, 91 years old. Awesome that she came in. Her daughter brought her in and her son. I know her daughter. They're great folks. But her mom was really struggling. I mean, had a very, very severe hearing loss. And I don't ask this question critically because, again, this is a person who I know, my respect. But I wonder, how has the hearing gotten that bad? And this is the first time we're seeing them. I haven't had a chance to actually talk to her about it. And I might find out the answer. And I will ask her about it. You know, mom or dad or whoever, spouses, sometimes are very resistant. Maybe this is the first time she could finally convince her mom to come in and see me. So I'm not being judgmental, but that situation happens all the time, Tiffany. And, you know, if we could just get people in, you know, this person, somebody probably had a hearing loss for 30 years.
Right.
If we could see them after 15 years, you know, it would be easier to treat it. It would be easier to work with. Just the idea we need to be proactive.
Those that deny the fact that they even have a hearing problem, or the ones that are like, it's not so bad.
Yep.
And then there's the ones that are just like, it's a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah. And that, you know, and that might have been the patient's issue is, you know, she knew she was having some problems. She also recently had moved from her own home into a residential care facility. So she was around a lot more people. And that might have been the triggering event for her to realize, hey, you know, at home, I can crank the TV up as loud as I want. She was a widow. She wasn't, you know, her kids came to see her. But when she was by herself, you know, her hearing loss didn't really affect her. Now in a group situation, being around other people all day, you know, it's becoming a lot more evident that she's struggling. So, you know, we'll find out what eventually happens with her, where I think we had discussed with the family of doing a demo with hearing aids so we can show her what she's missing and see, make sure that she's going to be someone who's comfortable with hearing aids before she proceeds. But, you know, the answer to that question will be found down the road. So I'm sure there's, you know, there's folks themselves probably that have some issues with their communication, or maybe they have loved ones, spouses, siblings, parents, of course, that are struggling. Just encourage them during Better Hearing Month, the month of May, to go see a good qualified audiologist and have a diagnostic hearing evaluation and get a baseline. Find out where you're at. If there's something wrong, maybe we can help them.
Absolutely. If you are in the listening area, of course, you can contact Doug Leonard with ASI Audiological Services of Iowa. A couple different ways they can do that, Doug. Got your Facebook page, but also they can give you a call.
Yep, 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.